Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 760-337-8874. You know that area code really messed me up. So again, that's 760-337-8874.
Yeah, that doesn't come out very smoothly,
does it? I know.
So much for the cute little phone number. You're a victim of the times. Welcome. This is your wellness radio show, and we have a guest today. His name's John Grass. He's a behavioral health manager and been in and out of county behavioral health as an employee for quite a while now, huh?
Time going on 10 years.
Yes. In private practice also.
Oh, way before that, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of years. Good morning.
Good morning. So what you doing over there? What's your scope of practice?
Scope of practice. A little bit of everything. Primarily, I'm the manager of the crisis unit, and that's the unit where people come for a time in their lives where they're not coping as well, not doing as well, and we're there to kind of be the safety net for folks who are going through some really difficult times. And that's the major function of my job there. We also do conservatorships. We're the conservator for LPS, and so we take care of our clients in regards to their needs when they need that level of care. And I'm also in charge of the resource center here in El Centro as well. So that's where our clients who are working on their recovery and stabilized, they're working on moving on through their recovery.
And that's grown a lot.
We're doing
from where it was, from where it was, kind of like a drop-in center, and now there's so many things. But today we're talking about crisis.
Crisis. Yeah, what I wanted to share today was to have a conversation about what it's like to go through a crisis. We can certainly talk about the procedures and what we do and the details, but I think with the holidays coming up, it's kind of a pertinent to talk about just how a crisis affects an individual and their families, because it's a very difficult thing not only for the person to go through, but for people who live with their loved ones, children and spouses and parents who watch their loved ones go through a difficult time, not knowing what to do, what's going to happen, what the outcome is going to be, and how their loved one is going to be treated. So it's a can be kind of a scary thing.
Hmm. So the human side of crisis today.
Exactly.
And it's like John said, I mean, holidays are coming, and that is very stressful, very stressful. This is a very stressful time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can be depressed during this time. You know, it's supposed to be a time that everybody's happy and joyful, but for some people it's you know, because of financial strain, unemployment, separation, maybe going through a divorce, maybe they've lost their family. There's so many reasons, and it's not all happy. It's all gloomy.
The sun's not out as much as it was. It could be any number of stressors.
There's lots of stressors going on, and it seems like that they become more intensified this time of year for a variety of reasons. People are more active. It gets cooler, and people are outdoors and more active. Families interact more. There's more family time. So when you have more family time, family dysfunctions come to the surface, and people do that. There's more substance use going on, so that exacerbates.
All the alcohol from all the posadas.
Yeah.
More spending, because it is season to spend more money typically.
That's right. That's right. And so there's those kinds of stressors right now, and with our employment situation the way it is, that just throws fuel on the fire. And so it makes the situation right for people to experience crises. And the crises that we're talking about are the emotional, psychological type crises that cause people to act, behave, and do desperate things. And those all have an impact on the individual and the people that that live with them?
I usually, when people talk, before I started working here, when they talked about crisis, I usually thought it was just people, adults, going there. But that's not the case. It's also youth.
Oh, absolutely. We have youth there, teenagers, young people. So it's not an age-defining type of situation. It's any kind of a situation where a person becomes a danger to themselves, danger to others, or they just can't function, which we call grave disability, where they just can't function, they can't sustain themselves through finding food, clothing, or shelter. And so they're very vulnerable to all kinds of things that our environment can bring to bear on somebody. And so age really doesn't have there's no limitations there. Gender, there's no limitations. Our culture, there's no limitations. Crisis affects
our socioeconomic, everybody. Our status, social status.
Wealthy, poor, middle class, they're all.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.